이어지는 전당 전군 전민이 주최혁명의 최후 승리를 하루빨리 앞당겨올 배신과 신심 드높이.
That's North Korea's leader speaking at the first Workers' Party Congress to be held in 36 years. Kim Jong-un used his three-hour speech to announce that his country would not use its nuclear weapons unless, and there's always a catch, its sovereignty is invaded. Meanwhile, it's emerged that the BBC's correspondent, Rupert Wingfield Hayes, has been detained and expelled for his reporting. Felix Petrakeyev is an associate professor in international politics at the University of Adelaide. Thank you for your time tonight. Several international journalists were invited to cover the Congress, but what do you make of the BBC team being expelled for disrespectful reporting?
It's very interesting indeed. And good to be with you, Patricia. Very interesting indeed because I was listening to a little of what Wingfield Hayes was actually producing, and it was sort of cutting a little bit close to the socialist bone, so to speak. And I guess it was beginning to actually grate with the local authorities. It was sort of done with an open sort of flair in terms of the reporting. So I guess that is actually what caused them the greatest discomfort.
Why did North Korea want international journalists at this Congress? I mean, I don't think there were no foreign diplomats present.
I think the answer is very simple, and that is that North Korea needs good publicity, and the way that it actually gets good publicity is not known to many people on Earth because it's such a secretive regime. So the way that I think that they thought they might get good coverage was to actually invite a variety of up to 100 different journalists to come in to report on the session. On a session that is actually very much part of party politics, so there's not terribly much to report from the halls themselves, which probably explains why the journalists were spreading out and seeing the rest of the country.
So in terms of what was discussed, that statement that the country will not use its nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is invaded, is that a genuine promise? How do you interpret that?
It's a very odd promise. Sovereignty being invaded, does that mean territorially? Does that mean in terms of cyber attack? Does that mean in terms of spying? It's very difficult to actually read what the regime actually has in mind, but it's not unusual for it to actually issue ambiguous statements, which then have to be unravelled and understood in many different ways. But I do think also that the North Korean regime has got very few cards to play these days because of the really tough sanctions and because of the anger that China has shown the regime. So it can't actually do very much in order to project its image. And so it's taken a more moderate line as a result, I imagine.
I've seen the video footage of this speech, and it's impressive. A huge hall filled with really hundreds of party officials in uniform who clapped and cheered enthusiastically several times during the speech. Does this Congress give us any insight into the regime and its broader intentions, or is it really what many people assume, which is that it's just political theatre?
It is political theatre to a degree, but there is a deadly earnest in the background, and that is that the regime actually, and particularly Kim Jong-un's had real trouble with the military and trying to bring the military into the current age, which has doubtless actually trod on many toes in the military establishment. He therefore has to reinforce his grip on the Workers' Party and on the workers of the country, and that is increasingly going to become his power base. In order to do that, how better to do it than to actually have a grandstanding event such as this? It actually is only rivaled by, in fact, it's only surpassed by the great games that they hold every now and then which are years in the making and preparation, and are there as a showpiece as much for the local population as it is for the people outside the country.
Presumably this expulsion of the BBC journalists is a really bad outcome for the regime, isn't it? They wanted this to show their willingness to engage with the outside world. This expulsion tells the opposite story.
Absolutely. And it goes back to the question of whether or not the regime is fully of age in terms of being comfortable with journalists coming in and being quite forthright in terms of what they report and what they look at. And clearly this particular incident shows that they're far from being willing or ready to actually open up Pyongyang in order to actually show the rest of the world what it looks like. And the other thing in all of this is, of course, that the regime is not 100% sure of how to actually push its own economic change. And the economic change is sort of shorthand for reform. But that's not a word that is actually liked in the in North Korea. So basically, what happens is that the regime is caught between a rock and a hard place in terms of sort of revealing too much or revealing not enough, and that's exactly what we're seeing playing out today.
We've only got a minute left, but why has it taken 36 years for this Congress to happen?
Because it. Not actually part of the governing structure, directly part of the governing structure. Therefore, as with these congresses, they are an opportunity for people to actually come and meet and engage in conversation and reacquaint themselves with one another. But the regime actually has to be very, very sure about its footing in terms of actually allowing so many party members to get together, because they may actually begin to plot on the sidelines. And that would be a really unfortunate situation.
Very interesting observation there, Felix. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
It's a pleasure.
That's Felix Petrakeyev. He's an associate professor in international politics at the University of Adelaide. You're listening to RN Drive.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.